It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. If you would please go ahead and write a review, rate this show, do whatever you got to do that. You can do that on Apple Podcasts, of course, and you can go to watch this on YouTube and write a comment and share the videos, and that will just be equally as good as writing a review. I'm talking a little bit quieter because I'm in my home right now, and I have neighbors, so I don't want to be too loud and too irritating with me talking about the dictionary. You can contact me. All that information is in the show notes. Email is dictionarypod@gmail.com. Social media is at dictionarypod. The Google Voice number where you can leave a voicemail is 917-727-5757. And I want to hear your voice, and I want to hear what you have to say. You can buy merchandise. There is a T public link in the show notes. And you can follow Jonah's music and Tom's music. Their links are in their respective episodes when their theme song is playing. And Patreon. Join the Patreon. $1 a month gets you super, 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 super early episodes. I just got back last night from a whirlwind 36 hour trip to what I like to call Twin Peaks Land, North Bend, Snoqualmie in Washington. That's where they filmed a lot of Twin Peaks, unless they were in LA. And it was just such a good time to be out there in nature and see people that I haven't seen for a year, meet new people, and then also get to meet, finally, the one and only Kyle MacLachlan. I was wearing this shirt, which I designed. It's a very simple, simple design. But I was like, it's your face with no face. So if you want to see that, go to the YouTube. Super, super nice guy. Super great with the fans. Honestly, like what he does for the fans, because he knows that they're so awesome, is unlike any other celebrity I've seen. So much respect to Kyle, and I felt really, really lame talking to him. I didn't have anything interesting to say. I would much prefer to have like this interaction on the dictionary as a guest. I can have a conversation that way, or it's just some sort of sit down. You know, 5 to 10 minutes when you've got a whole line of people behind you is not the ideal circumstance to talk to somebody. And I'm just terrible with small talk anyway, which is why I'm talking to a camera and a microphone by myself. So let's talk about the words in this episode. We have the first one is et al, E-T space A-L, abbreviation for, what does it mean? What does it mean? Because these aren't English words. It's and others. The et is and. Oh, in fact, let's look at what literally, the etymology doesn't really say too much. It's from et alii, which is masculine, also et alii, which is feminine. The neutral is et alia, and it's just and others. The et is and the all those forms of that are just others. All those other people who did things. So, you know, this is when you'll see like in a bibliography, oh, I got this information from this book who was written by, or maybe just the authors. It just says this main author et al and others. I don't know if I would ever want to be lumped together in the et al group. But, you know, you can't list all the authors. If there's like 30 of them, you can't put all the names. It's too many names. Well, we've got another one. Let's do a sound effect first. It's going to be babadabibidaboo. And the next word is et alia. You can say et alia, 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 et alia. So this also, oh, I need to give, it doesn't say what it is. It doesn't say noun or anything, but it is from 1953, and it also means and others. So if you look at the previous one, the neutral, the Latin neutral, is et alia, and then it came to English. I've never heard of this one. It's just another way to say et al. You can say et alia. Meh, no clue. I didn't know that this one existed. So let's start using that one too. Not really what I meant to do, but that's okay. Okay, next we have etamine. 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 Noun from 1714. This is a light cotton or worsted fabric with an open mesh. Etamine. Etamine. I don't know exactly what this is. It has an open mesh. What does that mean? Where's the mesh? Is this a fabric that you can see through? If I wanted to be cool in the 1980s, I'd wear this open mesh shirt. Etamine. I don't know. I think I need to look this up and see. Is this worth posting a picture on the social media? I've never heard of this fabric. The next word is atautism. Atautism, yeah. This is a noun from 1923. The synonym is pronounced either statism or stautism. And atautist is an adjective. So I have no idea what that is. A statism, stautism, atautism. Well, the etymology is going to help because it is from the French atot, which means state. There's more at the word state. So something like, so is this the belief that a country should be divided into states? Or something else? Something about states. Sometimes you hear countries described as states. So maybe it's like, yeah, we like the states. We like things when they're divided up and they have separate governments. Etatism. Yeah, it's just the Frenchy way to say statism. What is next? ETC. This is an abbreviation for et cetera. And it says it's usually punctuated. So ETC period. So you know that it's the abbreviation, the shortened version of et cetera, which is our next word now. But what's interesting, we have two different forms of this. Let's talk about them. Let's do that. Should we go talk about et cetera? Okay. So this is et cetera, and you can also say et cetera, take out a syllable. You can also say et cetera, et cetera. There are two uncommon pronunciations. Ek cetera. There's no T sound. It's ek cetera or ik. Ek or ik. For some reason, people decided to take out the T altogether. Now, this version of et cetera is one word. Don't know why. Let's read it. Noun from 1597. Number one, a number of unspecified additional persons or things. A number of unspecified. It's just, we're not specifying how many there are or what they are exactly. Just, you know, that just all that extra stuff. Number two is plural, so I guess you'd say et ceteras with an S at the end. This is unspecified additional items. And the synonym is odds and ends. Just all that extra stuff. It's just the et cetera. It's just that stuff. Oh, you know that et cetera. We don't need it. Just put it in a box. We'll deal with it later. And now we have et cetera, two words. The et is the first word, and then the cetera is the rest of it. And it looks like it has the exact same pronunciation. So this is, again, doesn't say what it is, but it's from the 12th century. It's old because, of course, it's from Latin. We know that. And this means, and others, especially of the same kind. And then also it says, and so forth. And just all that stuff, and so forth. And I don't need to describe this. I like et cetera very much. I don't write it out. I abbreviate it to ETC period. I don't need to give all the possible examples of the thing that I'm talking about. I'll just give two or three, etc. You know, just the examples of like that. All those other things, etc. Let's see. Is there anything else? There's no additional etymology because it probably just means and others. But that's et al. So what is et cetera? That is kind of odd that it doesn't have etymology here. You'd think that it would. It is Latin, but what does it mean? Probably means and so forth, because that was the second part of the definition. Et is and, so forth is probably cetera. And of course, there's that classic line, I think it's used multiple times in The King and I, where he learns about this phrase, et cetera. So he says, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He just loves to use it all the time. Well, my sound effect is... It's just, you know, all that extra stuff. Here we go with etch, E-T-C-H. And there was a recent episode where I was trying to come up with the toy Etch-A-Sketch, and I couldn't come up with it. I did come up with it in a later episode, but etch, 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 etch. E-T-C-H, first form, verb from 1634. We're starting with transitive. Number one, A, to produce as a pattern or design on a hard material by eating into the material surface as by acid or laser beam. You're not eating it with your teeth and your mouth and your tongue and your lips. No. You're not eating what could be wood or metal. How else are you going to etch something in? I really need to get something onto this metal. How am I going to do it? I can't do it with my fingernails or my teeth. I need laser beams or what was the other thing? Acid. Acid. I'm just going to pour some acid on this metal and I'm going to etch it. I'm going to etch it out. Let's see. So, yep, a pattern to design anything. And then we have one B. This is to subject to such etching. So you're putting the metal or the wood or whatever it is into, you're etching it. You're subjecting it to the process of etching. Number two, to delineate or impress clearly. Oh, I'm so impressive. I have impressed clearly. No, we're not talking about that impressed. You're talking about literally pressing into a thing. To delineate or impress clearly, as in scenes etched into our minds. When you see something, maybe a scene in a movie that's just so something, it gets etched into your mind, your memory banks. I can't get that sight out of my brain because it's etched in there as if it was put in by acid. Yeah, there's lots of things like that. Especially for me, who's like a visual person, if once I see it, then it's like it's just etched in there real good. Let's see. There is another example. Pain was etched on his features. Ooh, okay. So like, the first example I think of is just somebody who has, because of pain for all these years, they have scrunched their face into a certain way, and so they have wrinkles in a certain way, or maybe pain in their shoulders or their legs that makes them hold their body in a certain way, and so you can like see the pain. It's been etched into their body. Ow. One definition for intransitive, which is to practice etching. How is that intransitive? I've got to practice etching. Let's see. The etcher. Etcher is a noun. So the Etch-A-Sketch. Now you're not literally etching anything in to a surface by acid or laser beams. It's because it's a temporary etch. There's like a sandy material or something that gets stuck to the glass from underneath, and then there's like a little pinpoint thing that goes and it sort of scrapes off the sand, I think. And so you're etching it, but you know, then you shake it up. And so the pieces, is it like static electricity? I don't know how they do it. So it's a temporary etch. You get to sketch and you get to etch. you get to etch your sketches into the plastic window. This is from a Dutch word, etzen or etchen, from Greek atzen, which means to etch or corrode, from the Old High German atzen, which means to feed, huh? To feed. You're feeding something. Okay. I mean, I see the eating away, the corroding, but it's a little weird. Also akin to the Old High German etzan or ezan with an e. So so to feed was azen with an a. This next one is ezan with an e, which means to eat. To eat, to feed are very similar words in Old High German. And then there's more at the word eat. So yeah, it's like you're eating away at the stuff. The acid is eating away at the metal, at the wood, at the plastic, at the whatever it is that your material is. It's eating it. Okay, second form. The second form of etch is a noun from 1896. Number one, the action or effect of etching a surface, the action of doing it. I have to go do an etch. I'm going to etch when I'm etching. Etch. Number two, a chemical agent used in etching. Ah, so the thing that is doing the etching. Oh, we need that etch stuff. We go get that etch liquid so we can etch some stuff. Etchant is next. Etchant with an A-N-T. Noun from 1904. This is the number two definition for the word etch, which is the noun form, which is the chemical agent used in etching is the etchant. I don't know why we have the A-N-T prefix there. At some point, it became a thing. Etchant. Gotta get the etchant if you want to etch. Etching. Noun from 1634. Noun. This is the noun. 1A, the action or process of etching. And, I mean, I would assume that the second form of etch would be similar because that's the action or effect of etching a surface. And then etching is the action or process of etching. Similar, different. Number 1B, the art of producing pictures or designs by printing from an etched metal plate. The art of producing pictures or designs. It's a whole art form. You could make up any art form you want. And some people are like, I love to etch things. That's my art. 2A, is an etched design. Once you've done your etching, you gotta etch. So there's so many different forms of this word. I'm gonna make an etching when I etch with an etchant, and then I will have an etching. 2B is an impression from an etched plate. So the thing that is left behind, I guess, is the etching. ETD, all caps, abbreviation for estimated time of departure. Well, we recently had ETA. Yep, that was in the previous episode. What time do you think you are going to arrive? But before that, what time do you think you're going to leave? What's your ETD? When will you leave? We need to know your ETD so we can decipher your ETA. I don't think people use ETD nearly as often. Why not? When will you depart? Sometime I'll depart. Eternal, first form. This is an adjective from the 14th century. Number 1A, having infinite duration. Infinite duration. This whole podcast feels like it is eternal. I don't know if anything ever has had infinite duration. Has anything ever been eternal? We don't really know. The universe could, but I mean, we're pretty sure that the universe started, which means that it technically can't have infinite duration because it has a start. Doesn't that automatically say that you can't have infinite duration if you have a starting point? You would have had no time at all. Infinite means no beginning and no end. But there's probably going to be, I don't know about eternal. The synonym is everlasting all the time, but we use this in ways that we don't literally mean infinite duration. It's not literally everlasting, lasting forever. We just use it like, oh, it just feels like it. As in eternal damnation. Oh, you've been such a bad person. When you die, you're going to hell. So you will have eternal damnation. Damnation. You will be damned forever. I don't know. I mean, hey, some people believe this stuff. I don't. Sorry, my whole face is itchy. It's just always itchy. There's always stuff. It's probably all this cat fur that's around. I'm looking at you, sleeping kitty, with all your fur and dander flying around. Okay, 1B for eternal is of or relating to eternity. It's about eternity. It's eternal. 1C, characterized by abiding fellowship with God. As in, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And that is a quote from the Bible. Looks like Mark, the Mark section. What must I do to inherit eternal life? We're talking about God. Because God, we say God is eternal, or whatever form of that God, deity you like to have in your life. It's eternal. Sure. We don't know. We like to think so. 2A is continued without intermission. There's no break in the middle of this. What's the example? First, there's a synonym, perpetual, as in an eternal flame. Nobody's turning off the flame. It just goes on for as long as it possibly can, and hopefully it never goes out. That would be an intermission. 2B, seemingly endless. There we go. This is the one that we probably use the most. It seems like it's endless, as in eternal delays. Oh, my flight got delayed, and then it got delayed again, and then we sat on the tarmac, and then we had to switch planes because there was a technical problem, and then that one got delayed, and then I just was like, I'm just going home. Eternal delays. 3 is archaic. The synonym is infernal. Infernal. As in, some eternal villain devised this slander. And that is a quote from Shakespeare. So if we replace it with infernal, some infernal villain devised this slander. Wonder why. I mean, you know, they obviously sound similar. Infernal, eternal. But it is odd, and it's old. It's old. I definitely see a connection between infernal and eternal damnation. I think there's a connection there. 4 is valid or existing at all times, and the synonym is timeless. Oh, as in eternal verities, V-E-R-I-T-I-E-S. Not entirely sure what that is. I feel like it might have something to do with the truth. If it verities, I feel like I should know that. Timeless. Valid or existing at all times. Ooh, the moment, the now moment. Be here now, right now. This moment is eternal because there's no future. There's no past. Is there? Maybe. Yes. I don't know. Does time exist? Is there any time? Kind of. Yeah. But it's weird. Eternalize is a transitive verb. Eternally is an adverb. And eternalness is a noun. This word is from the Latin aeternus, which means eternal. From aevum, which means age or eternity. And then there's more at the word aye. Aye, aye, aye. Okay, the next word. It's the second form of eternal, noun from 1573. 1 is capitalized, and the synonym is the 1 definition for the word God. It's used with the word the. So people say the or the eternal, We are talking about God, whatever God that is, as the Eternal. There is a movie called The Eternals, which is based on a comic book about the Eternals from Marvel. And I saw the movie, never read the comic, so I don't know the backstory. I don't know all the information. But I guess they're gods? These, I don't know, 10 or so characters, they all have their skills and talents and stuff. And they are the Eternals, because they're eternal. And they're, they've been here on Earth protecting us for a very, very, very long time, because they're eternal. Number two is something eternal. And that would be, that's the adjective. Something is being described as eternal. It is eternal. Maybe I will be eternal after this podcast is done. Okay. The next word is etern. E-T-E-R-N-E. Adjective from the 14th century. It's archaic. And the synonym is just eternal. For some reason, we were like, we need that L, that A-L. We need to get that A-L on the end of it. Etern? What is that? Let's make it eternal. The next word is eternity. Ooh, eternity. Noun from the 14th century. Number one, the quality or state of being eternal. Two, infinite time. It's an eternity. Oh my God. Again, we don't use this literally. We use this metaphorically. Oh my God. This movie is like an eternity. When will it end? As in, lasting throughout eternity, all the time, all the time. We are just here for a short amount of time. We don't get to experience eternity, at least not here in this physical form. Is there another form after this? We're not sure. Maybe we'll find out at some point. And then you can just sit and hang out and just watch the world go by, watch the universe go by. If you're in eternity, if you are not in a physical body, you're not just watching the world go by. You're watching the universe go by for all eternity. What else do we got here for eternity? Number three, this is plural, eternities, and it's the 3B definition for the word age. Age. You know, we got ages and eons and all those, and we have eternities. Four, the state after death, and the synonym is immortality. What is the state after death? I don't know. It's an eternity. Can't wait to find out. Number five, a seemingly endless or immeasurable time, as in an eternity of delays. This is the second time you used that example. Book? Where was the other one? Eternal? Where's the delays? Where's the delays example? Eternal flame. Here we go. Eternal delays. And an eternity of delays. So we're using it in a different form. You know, eternal was an adjective there. This one's a noun. But it's the same idea. Those delays make everything feel like an eternity. Is there any additional etymology here? Not really. So we got to go to the next word, which is the last word. Felt like an eternity to get here, didn't it? Yes, it did. The last word is eternize. Eternize. E-T-E-R-N-I-Z-E. Transitive verb from 1566. Number one, A, to make eternal. How do you make something eternal? You just stretch it out. You put it in a box that has no time. Number one, B, is to prolong indefinitely, forever. We have a meeting scheduled and we keep on pushing it. So we're eternalizing this meeting. Will it ever happen? Number two, the synonym is immortalize. Yeah, when you've got a good a legacy, a thing, when actors have made, well, you know, like I'm wearing this Kyle shirt. I met him. He is immortalized. He is eternalized in all of his acting roles. People are like, we're gonna be watching his work forever because he's done some really awesome stuff. Eternization. Eternization, that is a noun. That's it. That's all the words. Let's just sit here for an eternity while we wait until we have to pick a word of the episode. I don't think I can wait that long. No, I can't. Let's do it. Today, we had et al, etalia, etamine, etatism, etc, etc, etch, etch, etchant, etching, etd, eternal, eternal, etern, eternity, and eternize. I think I just need to pick etc as the word of the episode. The one, let's pick the abbreviation for etc, because that's the one that I use all the time. I like it. I like to just put etc into as many sentences as possible in one email, whatever I'm writing. And how many times can I get the word etc into one email? How many times can I get etc into an email? Etc is like all the other stuff. I don't want to list them. I'm just going to put in the word etc. Okay. Feeling lazy and tired. And ooh, I think I have some more movies that I can tell you about. So let's bring up that list. Been watching a bit. Watched some movies on the plane. Let's see. I think we left off with Bugsy Malone. With my friend, I watched Escape from L.A. Because I hadn't seen him. He showed me Escape from New York a while ago. And so we watched Escape from L.A. Oh, the technology is so much better in this one, because it's like 15 years later they made it. And super... it's a very silly, fun movie. I love that they like lean into just the over dramaticness of certain parts, and super fun movies to watch, and they just go so over the top with certain parts. The surfing on the wave, good times, and you just can't take them too seriously. They're great, but also they have some very interesting political messages, and That's probably my favorite part about it. Okay, that's the end of the episode. Thank you very much for watching this eternal show that never ends. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.